Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your, your title, rank, whatever you got to say.
This is Lieutenant Andrew Paquin.
And Senior Airman Ian Smith.
And we are here talking about Drill at Dusk. It's going to be every Wednesday evening, a 10-minute performance by the United States Air Force Honor Guard Drill Team at the National Harbor now through September 4th. Hey, thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So is this, do we know just big picture stuff? Do we know if this is the first year that this, that you all have done this, or is this like an annual tradition at National Harbor now?
No, sir. So this will be an annual thing. So it went out last year as well for a few months. Currently it's going to be happening from last week was the first one last Wednesday through September, I believe this year.
Okay, cool. And what do you think sort of the idea behind it was? Like, what's sort of the mission? Is it just to sort of get out and remind folks the great work that the men and women of the Air Force do, or is it just an entertaining thing that folks can come see, or a little of all of that?
Yes, sir. It's kind of both. So it's at National Harbor, obviously. The main purpose of it is community engagement and kind of letting people around the area know what our mission is, spreading public awareness about the Air Force mission and the Honor Guard mission alike. And just showing people kind of a bit of what kind of discipline goes into the precision of our team and the rest of the Honor Guard.
Awesome. Now, so describe the actual, and again, we're a radio station, so just maybe have to paint a visual picture with your words a little, if you could, but describe sort of the actual, what the performance is, what sort of maneuvers we might see.
This is Senior Airman Smith talking. The performance will entail a 7-minute drill routine with M1 Garand rifles with a sharpened bayonet at the end of it, as well as having a commander walk through those sharpened bayonets as they are being maneuvered. We'll be throwing those rifles around and also exchanging them with each team member.
Oh, wow. So you're going to be throwing the bayoneted rifles around. How tricky is that? Because, you know, to you all, you're trained military. You're the experts and the pros at this. But for us fans watching this performance each Wednesday at National Harbor, are we going to be like gasping? Like how dangerous is that actually? Or do you have it down to an art now?
We definitely have it down to an art with a lot of the training that we do. But you definitely will be breathtaking from the performance. It's definitely very awe-inspiring that you get to see that. Definitely, it's dangerous entailed, but I think it'll be very fun for the community to come out and see.
Yes, don't try it at home. You have to go through all of the expert training that you all do in the United States Air Force. Great. And so how many people will be, you know, how many service members will be there in the little, you know, contingent that's performing there?
So there'll be 16 people performing. We'll have 2 people in the back as well as spares just to, you know, kind of be there as well to help the team out. We'll also have some members on the side to engage with the community, but they're kind of just making sure that nobody runs onto the stage. So, and all about 20 people will be there.
Gotcha. And remind us where exactly it's located.
It's going to be at the National Harbor. There's a performance area out there, but if you go towards the Ferris wheel, you'll be able to find us.
And sir, the exact address is 168 National Plaza, National Harbor.
Yeah, at least from the photos here that I've seen of the first one, it seems like it's down in that little area where they show like the outdoor movies, like sort of down by the water there. Is there like a live stream video screen behind you showing what you're doing, or is it just like the Air Force logo behind you or something?
Yes, sir. It'll be the Air Force logo as well as a logo that says Drill at Dusk behind us.
Okay, great, great. Tell our listeners, if you could, sort of, and again, we're radio, so paint a visual picture, if you could, with your words, but, like, describe why it's such, like, the backdrop that you're, because you could do this anywhere, and you probably have done it a bunch of places around the country, world, but why is this just the perfect, like, backdrop? Like, what are we overlooking behind you all, this beautiful, like, you know, water and cityscape behind you? Describe it a little.
Yeah, so obviously, this is National Harbor. You got the Ferris wheel there. You got the view of the river. It's right at dusk, obviously, the sunset, you know, beautiful backdrop. You can see D.C. in the background. So very patriotic scene. You know, people from all over D.C. and Maryland, Virginia, the whole area are attending, families, and you know, there's people going out. A lot of people don't even know about the performance when they're showing up. So it's kind of a nice surprise for a lot of people there with the scene and backdrop as well. So good scene.
Yeah, and describe sort of the audience. I just asked you to sort of describe what the audience is seeing through their eyes. So you told me, you know, the service members' maneuvers and the backdrop behind you. But now flip it around, and what do you see through your eyes? What do you see in terms of the audience members? Like, do you see people of all ages? Are there, you know, former military there with their kids or grandkids just, you know, beaming with pride and memories of serving? Or, you know, and who are sort of out there watching this usually?
Yeah, definitely. It's you know, a lot of families out there. We did the first one last Wednesday. You know, a lot of people with their kids out there. I saw a few Air Force veterans as well that were familiar with the drill team, and were, you know, were prior service members, so they really could have an appreciation for what we do and the training that goes into it, because a lot of training hours and man hours go into what we do. So it's nice to have that mixed crowd, because they appreciate it in different ways.
I love it. I love it. I'm trying to think what else we could talk about. I guess, do you all know, remind us of just a general history of when the Air Force began? I think it was right out of World War II officially, but obviously they were running fighter missions and stuff during World War II. So do you know the exact backstory of when it was founded?
So the,
if not, it's okay.
Yeah, the Air Force originated with the Army Air Corps. So it was a subset of the Army initially, but the Honor Guard itself actually originated in an air police squadron on Joint Base Anacostia-Bowling here in D.C. So it was initially an additional duty started by military police, essentially, and they're called security forces now. And this was just something they did on the side, you know, back in the day. But nowadays, it's a full-time job for these guys, you know, a lot of them are fresh out of basic training. And this is what they do day to day. It's about a 3-year assignment for most people.
Great.
So a lot more training goes into it than before when it was founded.
Awesome. And I would love to know a little more about you two individually, and you know, just so take turns one at a time. But you know, where did you grow up? It was there, you know, a specific reason you enlisted, and what year? And, you know, I mean, just your backstory of where you grew up and when you enlisted.
Yes, sir. So I've been in the Air Force for 3 years now. This is Lieutenant Paquin, by the way. I moved around a good bit as a kid, but ended up in Tampa, Florida for high school. And then I attended Florida State University for Air Force ROTC, which I earned a commission out of in 2021, became a second lieutenant, now a first lieutenant. I was originally in the contracting career field in the Air Force, and then just started here in the Honor Guard this January. It's a special duty for me, 3-year tour. So loving it so far, you know, getting sped up on all the drill and the ceremonies, all of that. So been a great career so far, met a lot of good people, loving the Air Force.
Great.
This is Senior Airman Ian Smith. I've been in for 3 years now. I joined in 2021. Main reason why I joined, my big sister is in the Air Force, and she really inspired me to join. Saw the way that she was living her life, and I knew that's something that I wanted to do. She inspired me to go to the Air Force Honor Guard. She highly recommended it, and I'm very glad that I listened to her when she said that, because it's been very good for my career, as well as my other family members, as well as my mom and my brother, just kind of being there to support me along the way. Honor Guard's been very nice for my career, and it's been very fun as I've been here traveling around the world doing these drill performances.
Great. And where are you both currently stationed?
So we're both at Joint Base Anacostia-Bowling in Washington, D.C. It's right across the Frederick Douglass Bridge from the Navy Yard.
Yeah, so you're right there, basically along the same river that this will be happening. Well, I guess you're Anacostia River. Well, it kind of feeds into the Potomac. I guess it's Potomac by the time we get to MGM, right? National Harbor. Yeah,
right down the road from National Harbor. Pretty close drive.
Yeah, you could practically walk, but I doubt you will. But it's but you could, and you would be doing it in perfect formation, I'm sure. Well, anything else we want to? I'm trying to think here while I have you all on here. Oh, yeah. I mean, just sort of like in the scope of the world, I'm our entertainment reporter, so you don't have to comment on any specific war going on. Let's just say generally, you know, there's a lot of wars going on around the world, you know, Russia, Ukraine, and Israel, Gaza. There's a bunch going on, but I'm not going to make you comment specifically because we're not here for that right now. But just in generally, the role of in a conflict riddled world and wars going on right now, why is the U.S. Air Force and the military broadly, like, why is this a good reminder, events like this good reminder of those who protect and serve us around the world?
So I don't want to comment on any specific conflict or anything, but I will say that we're just focused on readiness and you know, just protecting the country. So that's what we do every day, and just the attention to detail that we breed here in the Honor Guard is exceptional. So, you know, it's that's our job, so that's what we do.
Well, thank you both for your service. I'm trying to think. I mean, you've been generous with your time. I have more than enough to work with about this. Let's see. I'm also our movie critic. Do you each have a favorite war or military themed movie?
I would say mine is The Patriot.
Oh, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson, yes.
Yeah, gosh. Jason Isaacs is so terrifying in that role, yeah, as the villain.
Definitely, yeah.
Aim small, miss small is what I remember from that.
Yep.
He was a ghost in the woods. Poor Heath Ledger. Oh, I could go all day. All right. What's the other favorite movie?
The Senior Evan Smith. I don't really have one.
Yeah. It's okay. Do you have one that's even if it's not a war movie? Is there one? And now you don't even have to say favorite. It could be whatever is pops in your mind at the moment. But is there something you and your family grew up watching a lot or anything?
Maybe not me and my family, but my favorite movie would probably be Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, so good, right?
It's a really good movie.
I mean, to my knowledge, the only like horror movie. Well, I guess it's like a psychological thriller or whatever, but it's the only horror-ish movie that's ever won Best Picture. So everyone go back and look at that. It's an incredible movie. Incredible movie.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I've borrowed enough of your all time, and we'll just tangent into TV shows and music if we keep going. So we should probably cut it here. But I really, really do appreciate it. And again, most of all, thank you for your service and everything you do for the country. Just close out by invite everyone out to Drill at Dusk. Like pretend I'm not even here. Like you're speaking directly to our listeners. Just say, hey, DC, come on out and see this every Wednesday.
Yes, sir. So we encourage everyone in the DMV area to come out to the National Harbor. It's every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. For the next few months. It's until September 4th. Just come out Wednesday night. See these guys, all the training they put in, see it pay off. It's gonna be a great time, something you've never seen before, so highly encouraged.
Awesome. Hey, thank you both so much for doing this. I really, really appreciate it. We'll get the word out and have some folks come out in the next few Wednesdays here.
Sounds good, sir. Thank you.